Okay, so before her team comes up, let me just say one thing about Ellie Sparks really quick. You know, as you know, Ellie Sparks has pushed the window, the envelope for us a lot of times in as our expanding our ability to communicate. We always talk about Ellie as she has something called Ellie dust. You know, she can sprinkle it on things and, you know, tired old clothes become what she would call, her word, delicious. You know, I was at a conference earlier this year with Bob Inglis, and Bob Inglis said to me, when Ellie Sparks sends me an email, she signs it, Love Ellie. She says, who does that? And I'm like, Ellie does. We both had a pretty good laugh about that. But anyway, I think Jim Waterhouse is going to introduce this segment for Ellie, and back by popular demand, the Ready for Primetime Players, right?
Thank you, Mark. Well, before I get going, it's my honor as well. I don't even think Mark or Marshall knows about all of this yet, so it's my honor to announce that actually some liberal Hollywood executives of a film company and some Fox News executives got together, and they want to bring CCL's methodology to America. So how about that, huh? There's going to be a new TV show, and we're just workshopping it right here. They're going to pilot it here, and it's called Bad, Better, and Delicious. Now you all know who Ellie Sparks is, and you know that CCL methodology is about, if nothing else, to begin with, expressing our gratitude. So as the warm-up guy for Ellie Sparks, I just want to make sure, when I do introduce her, when Miss Sparks comes down that aisle right there as our host, that you really, you know, bump it up, because this, as a matter of fact, we do this in Hollywood, okay. I worked in Hollywood for a while, so I'm the warm-up guy, so when I say Ellie Sparks, you're going to do... Yes! All right. Now, the other part that you have to know about, so Ms. Sparks doesn't have to work too hard, is that the name of the show is Bad, Better, Delicious, correct? Can you say that with me?
Bad, Better, Delicious.
Yes! So, when you see contestants who are doing something bad, and the host, Ms. Sparks, asks you, how was that? You're going to say,
bad.
That's right. Now, once they've learned some of the CCL methodology and they're doing a little better, but they're not quite delicious yet, you're going to say they're
better.
That's right. And finally, when they create a communication that is so sumptuous and so fantastic that you just know they have achieved the pinnacle of communication, you're going to say that was
delicious.
Exactly. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, the host of your show, Bad, Better, Delicious, Miss Eleanor Sparks.
That was delicious. So, welcome to Bad, Better, Delicious, CCL's role play for active listening and receptive communication for the 2016 annual conference. In this segment, we will explore lobby meeting responses to a particular situation in which you may find yourself on Tuesday with your team. We will learn a little something about active listening and receptive communication that you can apply in your lobby meetings, in your meetings with editorial board members. You can use it in outreach meetings. You can even use this with your significant other. And I promise, it's very seductive. Today's example, we will look at a meeting with a member of Congress or a staff person who has either voted for the Scalise resolution or is supportive of the Blunt Amendment in the Senate? No, not yet, not yet. So both the House resolution and the Senate amendment express concern over a carbon tax. Now they are talking about the plain vanilla carbon tax. We know that the carbon fee and dividend is like a banana split with chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream, and chocolate sauce, and whipped cream, and a cherry. And so we are not offended by them expressing their concern in that way. Now, the Scalise resolution is very specific in outlining what their concerns are. So for example, they are worried that with the plain vanilla carbon tax, poor people will suffer financially, and we know that's true. They are worried that companies will not be able to compete globally. They are worried that companies will suffer financially, and business will struggle on the global playing field. They also, in the Scalise resolution, describe for us what they want. They want private sector innovation. That's what we want too, right? They are pro-growth development of domestic resources. Fabulous, we like that. So we know a well-designed carbon tax will actually address the concerns that they are articulating in the Scalise resolution. And so let me be blunt. We agree with Blunt. We don't want a poorly designed tax on carbon that would hurt poor people and businesses. Now, sometimes when we're in our meetings with our members of Congress, we forget to find common ground. We omit the effort to ferret out misconceptions, either our misconceptions or the member of Congress's. And we neglect to identify gaps in knowledge, our gaps or their gaps. Now, what happens when we look for common ground? What happens when we ask questions and really listen to our member of Congress? Let's find out. And now, bad with me, better, delicious. Woo! Welcome to the stage, the not ready for climate time players. Come on down. Woo!
Nice to meet you.
All right, come on up to the stage. So with the players, we are going to provide you with several examples of CCL volunteers and how they might behave in a lobby meeting. So we'll have our three lobbyists sit over here, and I will stand right here next to the illustrious either senator or congressman. Sometimes he's actually playing an aide. And so in some of our examples, our volunteers will behave in a hostile or accusatory manner. These are our bad examples. Awesome. And in other vignettes, they will demonstrate proficiency in their laser talks. They will have fabulous facts and figures. And these are our
better.
Awesome. And then we will toss in a few scrumptious examples in which our volunteers will draw on a very special skill set that we practice in CCL, our active listening and receptive communication. And those will be our...
Nice,
very good. So I'm going to introduce our characters. Bill Barron, just stand up for a second. Senator Barron, at times he will be a congressman, he will be a House member, and then at the very end, we've asked him to play an aide, because many of our meetings will be with aides. And then we have our team of CCL volunteers, Jim Waterhouse, Dave Yarivka, and Dave Folan. Yeah. Now, maybe we'll stand. Would you like us to stand? Okay. We got the podium. All right. So, here is our first scenario. I'm going to step out of the way. And action.
Thank you for visiting me today. I always enjoy meeting with the constituents. What are your concerns?
Well, Senator Barron, We're aware of the fact that you signed the Blunt Amendment, coming out against the carbon tax. Frankly, it doesn't surprise us, right? We did our research on you,
really?
And we discovered you got a lot of oil money in your pocket. $236,052 this year alone.
That's right, Senator. How are we supposed to expect you to stand up for our constituents when you're standing up for the oil companies?
Cut. And that was... fabulous. Brilliant assessment. Alrighty. And on to our next example in Bad, Better, Delicious. And action.
Thank you for visiting me today. I always enjoy meeting with constituents. What can I do for you?
Well, we understand you voted for the Scalise resolution, Representative Barron. We want to make you sure you fully understand our legislative proposal. The carbon fee and dividend addresses the concerns raised in the resolution. We think that when you hear the details of our proposal, you will find it aligns with your values. Jim, would you please go over some of the aspects of the carbon fee and dividend?
Sure. Well, first off, according to former Secretary of Treasury George Shultz, carbon fee and dividend is a fee, not a tax. And second, it has a dividend which goes back to households, so it shields the poor and middle-income families from rising fuel costs. And thirdly, the border adjustment maintains a level playing field on the international market so our businesses can stay competitive.
So basically, as you can see, carbon fee and dividend addresses the concerns that you expressed by voting for the Scalise resolution.
So like you say, like you can see, that we share some of your concerns, and that's why we support carbon fee and dividend instead of a carbon tax.
Cut. And how was that?
Better.
Good. Very good. These guys are smart out here. On to our next example in Bad, Better, Delicious. And action.
Thank you for visiting me today. I always enjoy meeting with my constituents. What are your concerns?
Representative Barron, in 2010, you and your wife adopted a child. Having children is hard work, I know. Adopting children takes a really special kind of courage. So we really wanted to start off by thanking you and expressing our admiration for that kind of commitment that you're willing to take. Thank you.
Thank you. My wife and I haven't done anything bigger than many other parents have done, although I appreciate the sentiment you express.
Well, thanks. Now, you've met with us several times before, so we'll kind of skip introductions. And we've spoken several times with you and your staff about carbon fee and dividend.
Yes, you have.
So it will probably not be a surprise that we want to address the fact that you voted for the Scalise resolution 2 weeks ago. At first, we felt disappointment regarding your vote. Then we took a closer look at the resolution. To us, it would appear that your vote demonstrates your concern for poor people in our district. Is that right?
Well, yes. If the cost of fuel rises, it would, as it would with a carbon tax, poor people, senior citizens, and those on fixed incomes would suffer.
Real, you know, hearing your concern really resonates with my values, because I've worked a lot on poverty issues for the last several decades, and I really want to thank you for drawing a line in the sand for the poor and the elderly and people on fixed incomes. I so appreciate that you've done that.
And Representative Barron, you also seem to be stating your commitment to U.S. business, jobs, and industry.
Exactly. Making fuel more expensive in the U.S. would push jobs overseas and cause businesses in the U.S. to fold. The 5th District, with its significant fossil fuel extraction, would suffer disproportionately.
Yeah, well, as a small business owner, I'm grateful that you're thinking about companies in our district, and thank you. Are there any other concerns that you have about in the amendment?
Well, let me be straight with you. Generations of Americans have fought and died for our freedom. Our forefathers gave their lives to liberate our land from the heavy hand of English taxation. We should not go backwards by taxing carbon. We need to go forwards, reducing taxes, building our economy, providing jobs, and strengthening our global competitiveness.
So what might you say about a legislative proposal that embraced your concerns about economy, jobs, and global competitiveness, yet simultaneously addressed our concerns about climate change?
Cut. And how was that? It was. And don't you want to know the answer to that question? All right, so very smart. Then next, we're going to move on to our next example in...
Better, delicious.
All right, and action.
Thank you for visiting me today. I always enjoy meeting with constituents. What are your concerns?
Well, Senator Barron, we understand that you signed the Blunt Amendment. The Blunt Amendment is very concise in its wording. On your website, you outline your concerns about a carbon tax. Thank you for giving some definition to your decision to support the Blunt Amendment. To us, it would appear that you're worried about a carbon tax because U.S. businesses would lose their competitive edge, jobs would migrate overseas, and our economy would suffer. Am I summarizing your concerns accurately?
You hit the nail on the head with your assessment, Dave. If you tax carbon and then you put U.S. businesses at a competitive disadvantage, businesses fold and jobs in our state disappear.
Yes, we need jobs to stick around in our state. I've got children, grandchildren who live nearby. I want them to stay close. I definitely don't want my children losing their jobs or find that they're out of work. Thank you for your effort to ensure that we have good local jobs.
We're so appreciative that you're willing to meet with us over and over again. I'm guessing that there's something about the proposal that actually intrigues you. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most supportive, where do you find yourself with regards to this proposal?
I'd say probably a 3.
So why do you rank yourself above a 1?
Good question. At least in your case, you give all the money back to households. I like that your proposal does not grow government.
So, Senator Barron, I'm wondering what it would take to make you a 10.
Cut. And how was that? Yes, it was. And don't we want to know the answer to that question? All right, so we're going to ask Bill to downgrade himself, take off his tie, put on his hat. He's going to be an aide in this example. There he is. And action.
Hey, great to see you all here again. Thanks for coming all the way to DC.
Yeah. It's good to see you, eh? First up, would you please thank the senator for his leadership on securing emergency Zika funding?
Of course.
Thanks. Oh, and look, we've been meeting with you for several years now, since 2010.
Really? Has it been that long?
Time flies. We really appreciate your willingness to meet with us every year.
And you know, the fact that you went to the REMI briefing is totally cool, because it really gave you a chance to learn about carbon fee and dividends. So that was great. We really appreciate that you did that.
Hey, you're welcome. It was a good briefing. I learned a lot.
We believe that study shows that carbon fee and dividend meets the goals to protect poor and middle income earners and provide predictability to businesses while maintaining a level playing field. Do you agree carbon fee and dividend meets those goals?
Yes, it seems so.
Well, that's good to hear. We also want to know more about the senator's thinking. Would you please talk to us about how carbon fee and dividend relates to his concerns expressed in the Blunt Amendment?
Wouldn't you like the answer to that question? And how was that one? Very good. Awesome. So that was our
Soon to come to a network near you.
That's right.
Bad, better, delicious.
Good to hear, right?
Awesome. We hope that gave you some food for thought. That was a spin on Mark's advice that we always are interested more than we are trying to be interesting, and that we seek to understand first before we seek to be understood. So thank you.
All right. That's right. Probably back by popular demand again next year.